Today is International Nurses Day, as I think you've been hearing throughout the morning shows. And in a year where so much gratitude has been expressed to healthcare workers, it really does feel like it has particular significance this year, more than previous years. So it's quite fitting that a local entrepreneur is launching a new digital platform designed to offer nurses support and empowerment. It's called AfriNurse.com, and it's a project from a company called Patient Health, whose founder, Sylvester Msutwana, is with us on the line now to tell us more. Sylvester, thank you so much for joining us. Welcome to the show.
Thank you, Pepper, for having me.
It's a great pleasure.
And thank you to your listeners.
Tell us about the AfriNurse platform and what it's going to offer, Sylvester.
Definitely. I mean, you know, AfriNurse came about as a solution to what nurses have been going through this entire past year. You know, I'm a son of a nurse. My sister's a nurse. So I come from a family of nurses. And what we saw as there's a lot of problems that nurses are going through. So as a tech entrepreneur, we decided to, you know, focus on what we can digitize. And one of the main issues that we're talking about, as I've been listening to the shows in the morning, mm-hmm. is mental health, right? So, and with mental health issues, they don't have time to take out of their schedules to, you know, visit psychologists and have sessions and all of that. So what we decided to do is that now, nurses can actually on our platform book a psychologist and actually have a session on the platform itself. So it's a secure platform to ensure that nurses can be supported emotionally when it comes to that. We focus on things like how do we then, in a time where nurses, most of them are going through the same plight, but most of them can't even communicate it to each other. We also have what we call Ask a Nurse on the platform, which is like a chat platform just for nurses, okay. for them to collaborate, exchange ideas, especially around the COVID-19 pandemic that we've been having. So a lot of the conversations we've been seeing is around that, even myth-busting around things of vaccines and whatnot. So we wanted to build a platform that truly can speak to the needs of nurses and what they're going through, but most importantly, focusing on the well-being of the being as a nurse.
I love the idea of giving them a space to communicate with each other, Sylvester. I'm thinking of nurses who might be working in deep rural areas who found a particular workaround for a challenge that only somebody in that kind of remote setting faces. You can share that knowledge and show how it's done to the nurse sitting in another setting of a similar kind halfway across the country. That kind of space for collaboration has got so much potential. Importantly, though, you're also making this a platform where nurses can look for jobs if they're wanting to move from the place where they are now. I believe there's going to be a built-in job board as well.
Yeah, definitely. There is a built-in job board. And how we designed it, we actually focus on the industry deeply because a lot of it is very informal, right? So what happens is that a lot of times the nurses who have a qualification, they would actually walk into the hospital and say, or walk into the ward that they wish to work with and say, you know what, I'm available for work. If you guys need some reliever staff, I'm available to work. So normally that's how it used to happen. So because of COVID, it's cut out. So we thought to ourselves, you know what, our job board needs to go beyond just employers posting jobs. Our job board needs to speak to the ground of what nurses actually, how nurses actually operate. So now nurses for the first time can actually post their CVs and actually indicate on the platform that they're available for work. So we're making the database available and open to potential employers which we vet, where they can see immediately that X is available for work today, and they can quickly call X and the information is readily available and they can continue with the job.
Okay. Sylvester, accessing the platform, what's required technologically? One assumes a smartphone at the least and access to data, obviously.
Yeah, just have a smartphone and access to internet. Right now, it's available on www.afrinurse.com. For those who have even smartphones, very soon we'll be launching a native app for that.
Okay, so AfriNurse.com is the platform to go to for now. Is there any charge involved for a nurse who's using the platform?
For now, the platform is free for nurses. The only charge is when you are posting your CVs to be found for a potential job. That's where the only charge comes in. But for now, all the features are freely accessible. on the platform. But just for nurses who are wanting to post to find a job, that's the only feature where we charge. Because what we do there is that we have to also vet your council number to ensure that employers find someone who's registered.
Okay, that's important. So that's that you've checked it's a bona fide registered practitioner. Okay. I know that this is obviously launching in South Africa, but it's intended to be much wider in terms of its access. The clue is in the name. It's AfriNurse, not South AfriNurse.
Yes. We were very deliberate when we, you know, created this platform to be AfriNurse. We want to make sure that all nurses in Africa are empowered through this platform. And the nice thing about nursing is that it's an international trade. You know, if you're a nurse, a good nurse in South Africa, you can be a good nurse anywhere. So we want to make sure that nurses can collaborate from all walks of the continent.
Sylvester Msutwana, thanks for chatting to us, founder of Patient Health, who are the developers of AfriNurse.com. And Sylvester, please thank your mom and sister for their service on this International Nurses Day. So again, if you'd like to check out the platform for yourself or share the word about it with a nurse in your life, it is AfriNurse.com.